Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
I don't know why I hear things, but I hear things. I don't know what it is. Like, I'm hearing a sound. Anyway, getting back to that.
Yes.
What it is with Legos.
Probably a neighbor falling down in the distance.
You read me.
Well, think about it. Let's go with dark colors. I think we're all going to decide on that, mm-hmm. right?
I'm actually going the opposite way. I'll be wearing beige.
Oh, nice.
Beige leaves a nice silhouette, Mike.
I want to see
I'll
you,
be wearing beige.
If possible, dress like John.
I'll be wearing a Charles Lawton, like in the middle of the Sahara.
I had the same vision. I was thinking John Huston in Chinatown.
Right. Fat guy.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Happy Monday to you. Happy Monday,
Monday.
To you. Happy Monday. Woo. Happy Monday. Happy Monday
Love
to
Mondays.
You.
You're the best.
Michael's first sick day to you.
Oh, no.
Michael's first sick day.
He gets to hang out with
God.
The fam today.
4 o'clock in the morning, a cough that I don't even know how to describe.
Like a CDC cough.
When they talk about, what are there's a productive cough. This is medical term. Right?
Oh,
is it a productive cough or is it a dry rasping cough? He had the
That's the dry cough. The productive cough is when you're getting the goo out of your lungs, and it's the most disgusting thing in the world.
But the rasping cough is what he's got. And I hear him like he's right next to the bed, and then it begins, and then this morning. So how about that little guy, though? The whole time Mrs. O'Mara is getting her education for skincare.
Yeah.
Yes.
He doesn't have one down day, and then he realizes it's Monday, and he lets his guard down. He lets that virus
into his You know what it's like,
body.
Mike? How many times have we gotten sick the day when Christmas break started?
Right. Exactly.
It happens. It's the
and
same
you
thing.
Your,
pressure's
you let
off.
Your guard down. Mm-hmm. And
well, maybe he was holding out for mom to get better.
Well, you know,
like I can't get sick now because it'll put too much on Papa and I.
Papa.
Well,
but now that everybody's strong and fit, let's do this.
As we speak, Mama and son are at MedExpress.
Oh, nice. Oh, it's very fast.
MedExpress. Yeah, they got there at 8 o'clock. It's 9:20.
Oh man!
Welcome to MedExpress.
What
must be a lot of sick people there.
Time
Some sort of
do
they telemedicine open? By now that you could use.
Yeah. I thought they'd be back. An hour ago.
Do they open at 8?
They open at 8. They were there like before 8.
I bet what happened is at like 8:01 and 30, they have them in a room and they're still in the room. They love getting you out of the lobby into a room.
Yeah.
And because it looks
on
like they're
deck
good to,
room.
Yeah, they forget.
But, you know, for the purposes of this is when he was healthier over the weekend. We did. This is self-serving. This is nepotism. This is whatever you want to call it. This is, I like to call this improv theater.
Oh, nice.
And now we're out, Saturday is Daddy Day, where we're out running around and running errands, and mom's, you know, recovering from drinking wine.
Wine night.
And just hang out. But it's Saturday. Mm-hmm. She lets me play a little golf on Sunday. I let her do whatever the hell she wants on Saturday.
She gets
it's the way we roll.
Just like you get a weekend.
She gets a little weekend. And occasionally, there are no rules. Occasionally, we all do something together. But in the middle of this, he was just being creative and saying weird stuff. And suddenly he started doing a dialogue and it made me laugh. And I said, okay, stop right there. I'm going to interview you with your funny voice. He's like, okay. And he's not, by the way, he's aware of my little phone when I record him now.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Doesn't like doing the endings for the show.
Oh.
Is kind of hard on himself a little bit, but this is a very good mood and I have no idea. By the way, This does not have an ending.
Okay.
This just
Oh, like Saturday Night Live.
All right.
Yeah, exactly. Like a Saturday Night Live
Smash
sketch.
Cut.
You know?
Yeah.
Oh, I love it. You know what? Rob plays the Broadway for me, and I just have to drop everything.
One.
All right. Thank you very much.
Singular sensation, and you can forget the rest.
Thank you.
Singular
Why am I stopped by this song? You know why? Because it's a great Broadway song.
It really is. You know, we could do a version for Oscar.
What musical?
This is from A Chorus Line.
Oh, okay.
We could do it for Oscar. We could call it Juan.
Juan.
One smile and suddenly nobody It's so else Queenie.
It is.
That's ridiculous. Turn it off. It's driving me crazy.
I've heard about A Chorus Line.
Sure. Of course you have.
Improv theater. I have no idea what he's doing, but
this is the way of the future, Mike. There are people that make their careers in improv now. The Upright Citizens Brigade.
Get this man a YouTube channel.
Groundlings. Absolutely.
Doesn't make any sense. It's not all that good, but I love him.
Second City.
Oh, yeah.
Mike O'Mara and Michael O'Mara. Ladies and gentlemen, take it away.
What? I'm from Texas now.
Where are you from?
Texas.
Well, what do you do in Texas?
I'm a movie dog. I just chew and eat.
And you kill and eat?
No, chew and eat.
You coo and eat?
No, I chew and eat.
You toot and eat?
Yeah.
Like you toot out your butt?
Yeah.
What's your name, Tex?
My name's Michael William O'Mara.
Michael William O'Mara, what? Are you a gunfighter?
I don't really like guns that much.
You like cows?
I like cows. I don't shoot anything.
Do you like horses?
Yeah.
What's your horse's name?
My horse's name's Andy.
Andy? What? Why did you name him Andy?
Because that's the name of my grandson.
That's your name of your grandson? Oh, really? Is your grandson traveling with you?
No, he lives in California. I live in Texas.
Yeah, so he lives in California. You live in Texas. Well, it's nice to meet you. Where are you keeping your horse, Andy, Texas?
Well, I own a barn. I'm really sad because the government's going to try to shut it down.
What?
Why is the government going to shut it down?
That's straight from Mike.
If we don't sign a contract before Sunday, we're going to be pushed out and they're going to destroy our barn.
Well, that's not good. What do you aim to do about it?
I think we should just try to go with the flow and just try to write this.
That's from Carla.
There it is. It stopped. I stopped it. It was just
go with
I thought
the flow.
He had such a backstory.
Andy, complicated backstory.
This is like something that you would do if you had if you were to play this cowboy on a stage in a play. He'd have this backstory. His motivation is save the barn.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We might have done that while I was getting on Saturday getting fitted for orthotics. That's probably what we did.
Well, the government angle was like high level.
Well, that's
like, I don't see a 6-year old ever.
Well, that's pure dad.
You know, he's six. He rolls in front of the tube with the news on it, and he stops.
Mm.
And you know what? I'm not discouraging that.
No,
I tell you, he's interested in the news. If there's something horrific, we say, Michael, get away from the television. But if he's watching just regular news, he's interested in stuff. The guy at the orthotics joint that is explaining to me, he takes out a little skeleton of the foot, and he's kind of going about flat feet and arch supports.
Sure.
And all of a sudden, Michael's doing, and he brings out the diameter and he starts explaining it. And I look over at my son, and my son just rivets, he just pivots and stares.
He's riveted.
And just completely, you can just see the mind just going,
yeah,
like a big old sponge.
Yeah.
And then he started hacking. And that was the rest of the weekend. We did, by the way, because I had promised him weeks ago that I would take out a second mortgage and buy him a Lego set.
Yes.
We did Jurassic Park, T-Rex, truck, transport, Lego. And
Does it have a little Wayne Knight in it?
Would you like to see it?
Yeah, I would.
Talk amongst yourselves.
Wayne Knight who played Newman.
Newman.
Yeah.
No, it's not as small.
Okay.
T-Rex. Mm-hmm. Oh, this has got to be. These Lego sets are super duper expensive.
The Tyrannosaurus Rex is the king of the dinosaurs because Rex means king.
Ah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know. I think you might have mentioned that years ago, and I was like, I got to file that away. Different file away.
And little arms. Little baby arms. Rachel Ray.
But do you feel like you would be in the Legos if your kids were in the Legos right now?
Robert did Legos.
Yeah, but not like these. These are elaborate Lego sets now.
No, I'm not really a Lego guy.
Did you like building them with the Robert?
I liked watching him build them.
Yeah.
Yeah. It wasn't my scene.
If I bought the Death Star for my son and he didn't build it,
well,
I would be pissed.
Yeah, you know what? I might do a Death Star. I might do a Millennium Falcon.
Okay.
Because then it's kind of like,
yeah, but say
do you have
you,
any podcasts
say you didn't
that are,
have a time. Say you didn't have time.
Okay.
And he, it was just like a Christmas present. Like, right. You went all out, mortgaged the house, got it done. These things are nuts. Look
yeah,
at
they
this
are.
Guy. Look
yeah.
at this guy. Mike's bringing in a truck. Is it a T-Rex? What is it? Oh, here he goes. Oh. Show and tell. Show and tell time, people.
All right. So I'll let you guess the time commitment.
All right.
On this. All right, you gotta not going to look like it was much, but here we go. I'm going to hold it up.
Show. All right. All right. Oh, wow. This is from Jurassic Park. This is very loud. Is the So the T-Rex is a Lego as well?
Yes, good.
That's made out of Legos? Holy yes. That is actually the coolest truck caravan I have ever seen.
I love it.
My God.
There it is.
All right, the truck doesn't look that bad because outside of the cab, you've got those plastic pieces on the side.
And the dinosaur
Shoot her!
No expense was spared. Was the dinosaur in several pieces or is it just one piece?
The dinosaur is the easiest thing. He puts that together and he spends 15 minutes with me putting the nuts and bolts together, and then he leaves. And then 3.5 hours later, the Lego is completed. That's the way that went.
That truck took 3.5 hours?
Now, this might be me. I know they're dads that can probably blast this thing out in much short order. Yeah, I'm going to say a little over 3 hour time. We got back.
How do you do with the instructions? Do you sort of freeform a little bit? Or do you follow the instructions?
By the way, if everything that man had to put together, if everything that consumers had to buy, I hate giving them a commercial. I hate giving them a commercial. It's just not fair because they're too expensive. But if everything was put together that you had to build yourself like Legos, life would be simpler. Because Legos don't make mistakes.
IKEA could get a page from Legos. Like it takes time.
Or small battery-operated cars for children to ride around in.
So
you'll have 11 or 10 extra pieces when you get done because they put extras in.
Sure, just in case.
Just in case. But if they forget, but it's flawless. I've never had a Lego set where, and people might be screaming at me right now, I've never had a Lego set where something went awry or something went missing. It's always the same, and it's easy. Sometimes a little more complicated, and sometimes there's a piece the size of a nun's that you can't find somewhere, right. And you will
one that has the one dot on the top, right?
It's very frustrating.
Yes, I know exactly what you mean.
But it's great, and I think Daddy might be as into it as little guy is. I think that's the way.
So you should buy. I know that you in the day liked the movie Jurassic Park. Is that what motivated you to buy that particular set?
This is all him. I told him we could get a larger Lego set, and by the way, that's a large one.
Okay,
because they're insanely expensive.
Oh, I know they can
in the world of toys. There are Legos and everything else because Legos are in a price structure that's silly.
And I'm
that's
sure. Well,
I know that toy stores barely exist anymore, but if you're in a local Target, Lego has their own aisle now.
That's where we went.
Yeah.
We went to the Target. We went to the Target because they've got more Lego pieces. And that was my, that was a pretty nice little Saturday.
Should get you one that's really for you, like Patton. like a General George S. Patton.
No, they go and they put the age on the front. They put the age on the front. I hate giving them a commercial.
Can we get Lego
as a sponsor?
You know what? I'm right on it, Mike. Peloton's a good option for adults, you know? They can build that.
Well, the assembly is wonderful.
Put the Peloton.
They actually put it together.
Did you put your Peloton together?
No. Mike, I would love to get a Peloton. There is no room in my house for a Peloton. I live in 888 square feet. That's not good. I mean, I barely have a couch.
As someone who's subtracted exercise equipment. And by the way, with the new business, Mr. O'Meara is getting that.
Sure.
We need space.
Revenue is important as well, Mike.
Exactly.
Revenue is important as well, Oscar. And also, if you look at markets, you know, it's not like the houses aren't selling down here.
No, they say
it's a buyer's market.
Yeah. Supply and demand.
We'll see what happens.
Tappable income.
Do you feel like... Okay, and I want you to be as honest as possible here. If you weren't into the Legos, and you bought this Lego set,
right?
And I'm just projecting. I'm fast forwarding 10 years. God willing, I have a kid, and he's Michael's age.
We talked about you this weekend.
Oh, nice.
Carl and I had a long talk about you and kids and everything.
Oh, wow. I hope it was positive and not negative.
It was positive. Oh, good. Very positive.
Perfect. So I said...
About the beatings?
I said I would
he should have one.
If I came home and I saw the Lego set that I purchased for X amount of dollars not done within a week's time, I would think that I would... And it was just like a Like, it was no interest, and kids forget about things in 2 days, so it doesn't matter.
There would never be a purchase of a Lego set.
Okay.
If that was the case.
Yeah.
There would absolutely be let me explain the Lego set. With when I buy him a Lego set, it is not, it becomes, because the plan was Saturday morning, nice little Saturday, pretty lovely. It was lovely. We went out, let me see what the drill was. The drill was,
orthotics.
Get gas in the car.
All right.
Go to the Target, get his Lego set.
You know how
then
to party.
Then to the Goodfeet store.
Goodfeet.
He loves his Saturday like anybody else loves his Saturday. And what he likes is he likes to know what the agenda is.
Oh.
And he doesn't want anybody effing with the agenda.
A planner.
So he says to me, he said, Dad, now are we going right back home after the Goodfeet store? And then Mama called and said, how about we meet for lunch? And then I said, yeah. And I didn't tell him. And it's not that he pitched a fit because he knew he had that expensive Lego set, but he likes routine. My point being,
he's like a 70-year-old man.
Yes, he is. When he gets his Lego set, he wants it
to go build it. Sure, wants to go build it.
Because that's he's over the threshold of the door, and that's being torn open. And then the only thing he requires, sometimes he does, sometimes he doesn't, depending on the age group. Dad, will you help me put it together?
Oh, that's sweet.
Where do you set up to put it together?
Dining room table.
Yeah. That's an excellent idea. Good.
That's the dining room table. There's really no other usable space if you consider our breakfast nook, which let me describe the size of our breakfast table. All right. The size of our breakfast table. Is anybody familiar with Charlie and the Chocolate Factory?
Yes, of course.
If you went into an Oompa Loompa cave and wanted to see where they have a round table to play cards,
yes.
That's the size of our
tiny little
our breakfast
Oompa table. Cards.
Tiny, teeny. Tiny. They call it a breakfast nook.
Mm.
Well, F them.
Well, you know what a nook is? Nook is vague. Nook can be anything.
Yeah. I bump into things a lot in my house. I'm not kidding you. I bump, and it's not like we have clutter. I just bump into things because it's small. That's it.
I know it's small, Arthur.
Yeah. By the way, we had another one of our golfing compatriots went down in his garage, our small little garage.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Charging cable
fancy,
got him.
One of those fancy floors and had some water on it. Down,
oh, slippage. Know,
down the
Hip injury or?
Back. Always the back.
Always the back.
You always go down in your coccyx, Oscar. Oh. You always go down on the coccyx. That's what it was. So the answer to your question is there's never been a Lego set that has come into this house that has not been put together probably within the day.
That's great.
And I keep hearing that's what I don't know why I hear things, but I hear things. I don't know what it is. Like I'm hearing a sound. Anyway, getting back to that.
Yes.
What it is with Legos.
Probably a neighbor falling down in the distance.
You read me.
It's like Batman.
Hold on. Hey, wait. Put your ear up to the window. Here we go. Here it is.
It's
there
faint. Because
every
so
time
far away.
A bell rings, a neighbor gets a cast.
When are you going to shave your head? It really looks like somebody put pepper on your head.
You don't like it, do you?
It does. It looks so bad. It looks ill.
Thank you.
It looks like you're ill. I'm sorry. Lean down so people can see that.
How's your hair? It looks real bad.
Well, it's not hair.
Well, he said he's growing it out so he gets a clean shave.
Yeah, it'll be one day this week. But
can
until
I
then,
ask you a question? So are you worried about what, scabbing or something like that?
No. It's that the initial, you can usually
if you shave it, it's going to be shaved.
No,
right?
But if you can maintain a proper head shaving easily, but you have to start at square one. And because there are, you know, I'm not a younger man anymore, and there are crevices and folds.
That's the ugly part.
And that's what, you know, I can't do that.
You have a fold on the back. Rob has another smiling face in the back of his
head. Yeah, almost like.
We documented it.
Do you ever see the original Siamese twins, Chang and Eng? You see them usually in books about, like, Ripley's. That's like me. I have my friend. I'd like to think that my fourth.
Is that the part that gets that the razor gets hung up on?
Yeah, and you have to be very careful. And you know, you really can't see back there because it's the back of your head.
Well, yeah, you so should you have a professional.
Yeah, professional.
Yes, Mary will do it. Mary at the Mary's barbershop.
Mary.
Yeah, and her name is Mary, like my name is Mary.
Really?
Yeah, I don't think that was probably the name given to her in her native country.
Got it.
All right, we get what you're saying.
But she's, Mike, she's the quill.
She's the what?
The quill, the very best.
The quill?
Yeah.
I've never heard the term quill.
That's a 1930s expression that I enjoy, meaning that it's just primo, wonderful. The quill, the very best.
Sounds,
she gets all the folds.
Sexual?
that where Mary's from?
Yep, exactly.
Okay, I get it. Okay.
Always the same question.
So
you work today?
Could you explain again for everybody at home why the hair helps the shave?
What? No, that's not right. What do you mean?
That you say you're growing out your hair.
Because I could right now go home, use my clippers, get a reasonably close job, and then shave it, and it would look 80% right. But the back is a little bit, it's a little
bit
troublesome.
Can we see the back? Can I see the back?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. Oh, you're talking about the bottom of the back. Yeah, your neck hair, I see that.
It's like the San Andreas fault.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's like ladies and gentlemen, a topographic map of Oscar's backyard.
That's so, I wish.
And the thing is, you know, you have to like, to get
your hair like grows in your trench really like thick.
Well, I think
like that's,
the
thickest hair.
Yeah. Mike, I like, first of all, that you've called it a trench, and now that's just what it's called. But the fact is the trench, if you think about the nature of the trench and the fold, the hair isn't not thicker, it's just doubled because it's folded in.
Spiwak trench.
The Spiwak trench, the ST.
You know, it's only 1,000 people that are going to see you for two nights. I wouldn't sweat it that much. You know,
I mean, well, and also, it's not like I have my back to the audience. I'm not Jim Morrison. But, you know, you know what? I know. And Mike, in this business, the show business,
it's all about
business
confidence. Show,
I want to know that I'm presenting the best me that I am.
Oh, really?
I know. And I'm going to go buy some dress up clothes, too.
Yeah.
I am. Although I don't like to. I'd really like to just wear a sack. You know, just go out there and wear a giant sack.
Exactly.
Yeah. And it'll be fun. It'll be fine. It'll be okay.
Well, think about it. Let's go with dark colors. It's where I think we're all going to decide on that, right?
I am actually going the opposite way. I'll be wearing beige.
Oh, nice.
Beige leaves a nice silhouette, Mike.
I want to see
I'll
you,
be
Mike,
wearing beige.
If possible, dress like John.
I'll be wearing a Charles Lawton, like in the middle of the Sahara.
I had the same vision. I was thinking John Huston in Chinatown.
Right. Fat guy. Fat guy suits. Yeah. Or James Coco, who wore white.
Yes,
a white suit.
He did. James Coco featured in the movie Murder by
Death.
Where
do you go to buy your clothing? Do you get it mostly online?
Mostly online, yes. There is
the website? What's it called?
Melons.com.
No, I.
Thornton Melon is exactly where I was going too. Hey, if you want to be thin, you hang around fat people. Oh.
Usually, I go through one of the big general websites and it directs me to some place.
Oh, okay.
I don't care.
That's, thank you for that. Let me get my pen out and write that specificity
down. Mike, I've got
helping people out here.
I've got a relationship with this website that I don't care to mention it.
Oh,
but it's a
really?
Big one. It's a
could
big
you
text, one.
Could you text it to me if I kept it private?
Well, I will tell you this, Mike. It is one that we used to partner with and we don't anymore.
Oh, okay.
Really?
I gotcha.
Okay. All right. So you don't want to give a free ad. I get that. All right.
And then they'll put me. Usually, you know what? The best place is like formal supply factories and big companies in New York City. There's a couple. I can't think of them offhand.
Really?
But they will like
well, you
almost
do
like wholesalers.
I'm not going to do it.
Yeah. Texas. Yeah. But I've got my coat. Just not exactly show ready yet.
What does that mean?
It means I got to get it let out. I thought.
Oh, you have to have your shirt.
I thought
let
I
out?
Was roughly the same size as I was last year. And I bought a new coat for Vegas last year that I'm still in love with. I'm going to accessorize it differently, but I love the coat. And I put it on today and it buttoned.
Yes.
But just needs a little more. I think an inch would do it, but I'll probably get two.
How about the arms? Do the arms feel, is
Mike,
there room in the shoulders?
Amazingly, my weight does not change the length of my arms.
Oh, really? Yeah. But I'm talking about the back fat.
No.
Is there any back fat?
No, it's truly a circumference issue.
I haven't.
You know, it's funny.
I am telling the truth here.
Yes?
That I have not worn a sport jacket or a suit coat in months.
My God.
Since I got down here, I don't have any reason to. I never do. Oscar wears a sport coat
every single day. Yeah, a little tiny Mattel.
Now, I'm very aware of how I look in a golf shirt and how
I look in
golf shorts, and that has been a constant. I haven't gotten into a larger size of that, thank God. Well, but I'm very aware of that.
My arms are fine. It's truly just the circumference of the jacket, and as you know, Mike, circumference is determined by pi, as is the problem of you needing the bigger jacket.
Okay.
Also a problem with pi.
How about you, Oscar? Are you in the right clothes for this?
I would be lying if it wasn't on the top of my, like, it really is top of mind because for me, this suit.
Yes.
And this is, I think this is something everybody goes through as they get older. They're like, oh, I don't need to get a different size. I'm the same size I was when I was 37.
Sure.
Right?
Right. Right.
So it's a constant battle, but it's a good reminder for anybody that's trying to keep in shape when you put the jacket on.
You have a daily reminder.
It's a daily reminder if I'm going to make it with the suit I have or not make it with the suit I have.
Because I haven't touched the dinner jacket since when was the art auction? Was that February?
Yes.
That was the last time I touched it. So that's
7 months?
9 months.
9 months.
9 months ago. And so if I only put on a coat every 9 months.
He doesn't have to worry. He walks out and he's a Rolex watch sitting in between two piles of elephant okay?
My fat friends make me look good.
Yes. I mean, you're double the trouble. You hang out with fat people. I swear to God. You're going to look like John Waters no matter what the F you wear. You'll be fine. You'll be a waif. You'll just be a little waif, you know? It's going to be Bill Maher in the middle and then Tubby and Boots on the either side.
The one thing I was hoping, if anyone works in the airline department, airline industry could help me, I'd like an extender because I want to wear Robert's Gucci belt, but I need...
I got it. I got the solution.
Oh, what's that?
Bracelet. There you go.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
I'll tell you, I had a tough day today. This daylight savings time is always hardest on me, it seems like. Although I did get some serious farming done today, thanks to... You know, whatever time we save for daylight savings time, for me, is offset by the 45 minutes it takes me to figure out how to reset the clock on the microwave. I'm not a fan of daylight savings. I don't condone jumping ahead in time in any form unless it involves a DeLorean, stolen plutonium, and a soundtrack by Huey Lewis.
I am confounded by people who are confused by daylight savings time.
Emo?
It's an hour. That's all it is. It's an hour. Twice a year, it's an hour. You make the adjustment. You can't get thrown out of whack by that. But you hear people say things like, I'm sorry, I'm all screwed up because of daylight savings time. If you find yourself saying that, you might as well just say, I'm not good at talking, so I just let my mouth open up and let things fall out of it because I don't with words. It's an hour! It's an hour! You didn't just get off a plane from Australia? It's an hour! Oh, what's happening? What strange world is this? Is this milk still good? What do I... Who's the president now? Is that an electric car? Do I have a big bushy beard? What's that?
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana.
And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
We are live from the Podcast Village Studios, now with two fine locations in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. Glad to have you with us. All the way from Short Pump, Virginia.
Short.
Everybody in Short Pump wears women's shoes and is short.
Everybody?
Everybody. Galena, Illinois, Red Lion, Pennsylvania. Don't even ask me what their native animal is. All right? All I know is if you hear and you're out there for a morning walk in Red Lion, run for your lives, okay?
Yeah.
Because you'll see a giant beast that looks like Carrot Top.
Well, I thought he was a communist.
Yeah, that's right. Overland Park, Kansas. We love Kansas. Frisco, Colorado, Kilkenny Island, the Mike O'Mara Show, on now and brought to you by No Emmy. Yes, Rob Spiewak.
I want to just toss out, that was not Emo Phillips, that's a comic named Paul F. Tompkins.
And F. Tompkins.
He's a little under the radar, but if you seek him out, I think he's the funniest man working now.
Oh, wow.
I love Paul F. Tompkins. So there you go. That's it.
No Emmy is our new sponsor. Shopping for fine jewelry can be overwhelming, especially considering the fact that most fine jewelry retailers mark up prices by 500 to 1,000%. If you didn't know that, you just heard it here.
Yes.
That's a fact, Jack. No Emmy believes that luxury jewelry doesn't have to be overpriced. They cut out the middleman to deliver exceptional products without the exorbitant markup. They use reclaimed 18-karat gold, and you can choose from certified natural conflict-free stones or lab-created diamonds of uncompromising quality. Finally, a customer service company that just happens to sell jewelry. I love their website. Easy to navigate, and the prices cannot be beat. Noemi offers a lifetime warranty and free shipping and on returns on every product, including engravings and custom designs. If you're looking for the finest quality jewelry from a luxury brand you can trust, look no further than Noemi. Go to HelloNoemi.com/TMOS to see their collections and get $50 off your first purchase with promo code TMOS. That's an even better deal after spending a fraction of what you'd pay for other luxury brands. Just go to HelloNoemi.com/TMOS. HelloNoemi.com/TMOS. And don't forget to use promo code TMOS for $50 off your first purchase. Thank you very much. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. I know the comedians made a joke about it, but I feel like I did when I used to do the morning show, falling back rocks for me.
It's definitely the better of the two.
I always feel a new lease on life in the morning. And then as the day gets later, I get a little more,
I think,
and you feel out of it. It's better for me.
Have you felt this way your entire career?
Yeah. I felt this way when I'm up in the morning. And back when I was doing the regular 9 a.m. Mm-hmm. start and the little man wasn't in school and all that, we weren't getting up at 5:30 every morning. Now that we're getting up at 5:30, it is a big difference for me to fall back as opposed to spring forward.
See, no one has ever taken my advice, which is to fall back and spring back. So every 12 years, you get another day.
Yeah. A full day.
A full day. Think of what it means.
Exciting.
Yes.
It would be very, very exciting. No, I felt great Sunday all day until probably about 2 p.m. Right in the middle of the football game, I'm just going,
If I'm wrong, and I'm sorry for cutting you off, I remember visiting my sister in Florida enough times during this time of year, especially for the holidays.
Sure.
That you get more light than we do up here. That's just science, right? The equator.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah. It's going to be darker earlier in Maine than it is going to be down here.
Okay.
In Florida,
so if that's the case,
same amount of light, it just goes later. Right?
No.
I'm not sure. All I remember was going to Maine in December a few years back, and one of the things I noticed was how look it up right now. Look at sunset in Maine. Look at sunset in Hancock, Maine, and sunset in Estero, Florida. Take a look at
So for me, I just remember feeling that, and I remember saying to Luca, I was like, man, you guys, it's like 5 o'clock, and it's usually 5:30, it's dark here in D.C.,
right.
I was like, and we're still out playing basketball under like there's sun. There's actually there's a haze, but it's not dark.
Right.
And I sat there and I was like, this is why it impacts us so much in the Northeast, because it's dark when you leave home. It's dark when you go home.
Yep.
It's just depressing.
Yeah. And in the more dramatic areas, of course, you're getting the more extreme. We get more sun down here. That's why it's warmer.
Have
you found
though?
The start times, the sunset and sunrise?
I found a chart.
Speed demon.
I found a chart and I'm working
Somebody
on it.
Somebody help in the control room, please. Jesus. Two people is better
that'll
than
help. Sunrise and sunset.
Yeah, and for me, it really feels like if that's the case, then that's another plus point for Florida.
Yeah, it is, absolutely.
I really had not thought about that until you just said something. I was like, that's right. The days felt like more normal in Florida than they ever did in D.C., Right. Pony, what
6:39 a.m. is the sunrise in Florida.
Okay.
Right? All right.
All right. Now I will give you the sunrise in.
I've got 6:22 for Maine.
Okay.
Okay. So they've got.
Oh, you what? You got what? 6:39, 6:22, maybe
17 minutes.
Sunrise in Maine is 7:43. Pony.
7:43.
But thank you for your effort.
Oh, was it sunset? So that would be an hour and four.
So let me do yeah. Sunset Hancock. Sunset.
Let's split the difference. Say it's like 30. Well, I mean,
if it's an hour.
I'm removing this from Tweedle and Tweedle.
Okay? Oh, we're here. Yeah.
Just for a second. You guys don't worry about doing.
We'll pad in our.
I'm gonna do sun here. All right, so I got 6:40 something, but an hour difference between.
Okay, yeah.
Sunset Estero is. Let me see. 5:43 p.m.
Okay.
All right, and Hancock,
Maine.
All right.
Sunset,
Hancock is 5:34.
So it is
It's the same sunset, right?
Same sunset.
Roughly, yeah, but there is an hour difference. I did not realize that.
So the hour difference is in the morning.
The morning?
But I think that changes as time goes on, because sunset in Hancock. Oh, that's Hancock, Michigan. Sorry.
Oh.
Oh. But that's still up north.
Yeah, but right. Central.
Yeah.
It's
So that
right, sunset in Hancock, Maine is 4:18 p.m.
Oh, wow. So it's over 2 hours.
Yes.
Difference.
4:18.
Science.
And hold on.
It's closer to 2.5 hours.
Damn.
Science, Mr. White.
Daniel? Sunset in Estero is 5:43.
Yep. So what you've got is about almost 2.5 hours of difference.
Let's just take that halfway down.
Is anybody writing this down?
Yeah, sunrise. Got it. Yeah. Rob's got it.
Sunrise in Estero, Florida is 6:39 a.m. Right.
And sunset, 5:43.
Right. Sunrise in Hang.
Okay, here we go. Sunset, so Google Machine. Sunrise, letting us know. Machine.
A lot of Broadway music on the show today.
That's how we roll, man.
That is.
It's Broadway Monday.
It's Pride with Broadway Oscar.
Yeah, Broadway 6, Oscar.
6:16 a.m. is sunrise in Hancock, Maine.
Okay, to
refresh.
And then 4:18 is sunset, right?
I asked you to write it down.
I did, yeah.
I just went through
He's
all
got it all written down.
I've got it all written down. Yeah. So what you've got is...
You wonder why we have problems sometimes with this show.
Okay.
I swear to God. I mean, really. I mean,
he wrote
God.
It down.
Mike, I've got
he
it, it written. It's written down right
what
here.
What do you have?
Why did you ask me?
Just as a reset for the audience.
Okay. Oh. Okay.
Okay, so we've got 23 extra minutes in Maine. It's an earlier sunset in Maine. So you have 23 extra, but the day is shorter by 90 minutes. So it's really, you get a full hour more daylight in Florida.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
That's what I thought.
And I had no idea the size.
And then if you go further, like to Alaska,
yeah,
obviously
yeah.
that's why you have North what? The 30 days of night.
Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Which, great movie, by the way. With John Huston's son.
And we did that when...
Oh, God.
And we saw that also. Remember, in Iceland, it never got dark when we were there.
When we were in June.
Yeah, it was like it would get like a little dim,
yeah.
and then it'd start getting bright again.
You remember when you guys came up to Maine, and we had sunrise at between 2 and 3 in the morning.
I have vague memories of it.
I mean, it's absolutely horrible
yeah.
to have the sun come up that early. Because you just, your body
oh,
clock
I bet.
Gets
so your body can't adjust.
But also, I guess, you also can, for the majority of our listening audience, it's not on the West Coast, you can understand why people would hate it so much if they're, even if they're early birds.
Would they hate falling back or springing forward? I'm not
falling
I'm
back, if it, well, at least for me, I would say, it's dark in the morning, it's dark at night. Like when you go home, when you wake up to go to work, like it's just darkness. You live in darkness.
You know, I can only relate to, make it a relatable on one possible
yeah.
thing. When I fall back, I can once again see Frankie in the grass.
Oh, that's nice.
To pick it up with a plastic bag. That's it. That's the only. I mean. Welcome to my world.
The affectation up here in D.C. is until we get into the more duller, wintry days, sunshine delays from coming into work are insane. Because
that's
people,
the only. But it's that's so, you know, I know they get it everywhere. But it's such a DC thing.
It's like there is a fabric covered piece of cardboard at the top of your car.
Called a visor.
Flip it down.
Yeah, I've never understood, you know, sunrise delays.
No traffic you know. At all, except
right.
everyone on a 65 mile an hour road is going 20.
Are you
Stop
familiar
it.
In the movie, speaking of driving, are you familiar in the movie Ferris Bueller's Day Off, where the father gets behind the lady whose hands are up on the steering wheel and she's wearing
yeah.
a big bun and she's 130 years old?
Uh-huh.
They're all down here now.
Oh.
They actually are down there. A lady...
Like, those are what we call sunset delays because they are in the sunset of their lives.
I drive to my son's school and there is a four-lane road. There is a left-hand turn lane. And there are two middle lanes, and then there is a right-hand turn lane. And this lady is in the second lane from the far left. And with maybe 100 feet to go, she determines she has to go right.
Oh.
And she cuts across in her Cadillac assisted living machine. And if these people had not crushed their brakes,
mm-hmm.
she would have taken out not two, but three automobiles.
Mm.
And then she is on her merry way. And when you look at them, because I had the rocket ship and
yeah.
I just had to get
eyeballs.
Yeah.
And by the way, here's the weird thing. She's going like 30 miles an hour.
Mm.
And then she senses, oh, Mike wants to look at me, eh? And she just, because it's a straight line and their elderly foot just crushes the accelerator. When I got next to her, it was, she's looking straight ahead. She appears to be maybe mid 70s. She's not all that badly preserved, and she, but she is looking, she is holding the steering wheel like she's attempting to kill a chicken with her bare hands.
Oh,
it's just like,
no.
A friend of my grandfather's used to say that at a certain age, older women drivers only drive 45 miles an hour. It could be on the beltway, it could be in your driveway, but it's always 45 miles an hour. So it's just never
talking about Broadway music. The music of my Southwest Florida right now is every day. 9 hours a day. Emergency vehicles. They are flying around town. They're flying around town.
It's their high season.
You get Luke Bryan in his F-150, and then you get Claire in her MKC, and
she didn't use her turn signal. I hit her by accident.
There's a magnetic force that causes these cars to collide.
And while that is sad, Mike, it is a great time to be in the ambulance business.
Oh, it sure is.
It's a golden era. Sure
yeah, yeah. Two words down here for the next 6 months: heightened vigilance. There we go. And I'm out there. We got to take a break. When we come back, I want to talk about a little wine tour that Oscar and our friend Tomo went out to. Todd Moore. Jesus. That's what I'll say every time I say his name now. Todd Moore. Jesus. We'll come back with Oscar and wine right here on the Mike O'Meara Show.
The time is almost here for a 10th anniversary celebration.
TMOS Live 2019.
Get ready for a jam-packed weekend filled with all the sights and sounds of Las Vegas with gambling, karaoke, the food, the fun, and pancakes.
Pancakes? Hey, Jimmy, are you forgetting something?
Oh, yeah, you're right. Thanks, Rob. The main events, Jimmy. The TMOS 10th Anniversary Spectacular, Friday, November 15th and Saturday, November 16th, in the Council Chambers Theater at the Zappos Corporate Center.
Attaboy, thank you.
Find out the latest on all the events at the TMOS Live 2019 page on Facebook.
Hey, call the neighbors and wake the kids. You don't want to miss this.
TMOS Live 2019. Sin City will never be the same.
We will see you there. Can I get another beer, please?
Jimmy, you call him like Bobby De Niro. That's like Jim Amato is now Jimmy.
He sent me the lines as he wanted them read. I had no idea.
Hey, Jimmy.
Jimmy,
pop on over to the frontier. We'll have a whiskey and water. Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show, brought to you by Quick, Jimmy.
Hey, Jimmy.
What actually makes a better toothbrush? Industrial strength power, space age polymers, multiple modes? Nope. If you ask your dentist, they'll tell you it's less about the brush and more about how you use it. That's why you need Quip. Yes. Quip, the electric toothbrush or toothbrush. You'll be couth when you have an electric toothbrush.
Ooh, there you go.
It's designed to focus on what actually matters for your oral health, healthier habits. Quip's sensitive vibrations and built-in timer ensure that you brush for the dentist recommended 2 minutes, resulting in an even clean. Also, Quip automatically delivers brush heads to you every 3 months for clean new bristles right on schedule. It's simple to use, comes with a travel cap that doubles as a mirror mount. Quip starts at just $25, and you'll get your first refill free at getquip.com/TMOS. This is a simple way to support our show and start brushing better. We love Quip, but you have to go to getquip, getquip.com/TMOS to get your first refill free. Go right now to getquip.com/TMOS, and we appreciate that. All right, so Tomo, I constantly ask him to come on the show. He never decides. He's constantly putting his just right wing.
I wouldn't know, Mike, because I've muted him.
Maniacal. Yes. Well, let me tell you. He's out there.
He's out
of control.
He's on the prowl.
He's opinionated. I know this.
He's completely out of control. He's daft.
Oh, daft punk.
I want one cocktail hour with Tomo. Is Tomo coming to Vegas?
I am not 100% sure.
That's a no.
Yes.
What a bummer. What a bummer.
It might not be a no.
It's a no. You'd know by now, Mike, if he was coming with you.
Honestly, the last time I talked to him, he's like, oh, can you get me tickets? Because we were sold out. I said, of course I can get you tickets. Like I put two.
Well, that's what I tell my friends. But I got those friends that say, I'll put you on a list, but I know they're not going
to come. Yeah, but Todd's the type of person that, you know, he's got his own business. He's done well. He'll buy a ticket. He's not going to be worried about where he stays and figures that out on his own.
Hire a jet.
You know?
Be out there in no time at all.
I like Todd to come, even though we disagree on things. I love to argue with him.
Would you allow him backstage access?
Yes.
Wow.
It was not
Tomo gets a pass.
It was not top of mind when we were out and about because I figured he was coming regardless, but that was
okay. Tell him I want him to come.
Yeah, I'll let him know. He's probably listening right now. Who knows?
Tomo, come to Vegas. Yeah. It wouldn't be the same without you. I love that. I like Vegas with you. And that not even with the doing the show. We've been to Vegas a bunch of times together. Oh, yeah. Went to CES. And I miss you, buddy. I really would love to see you. I'd love to have you come out. I really would. So
from Mike O'Mara himself.
That's right.
I don't know why I like either. Every rule says I should not like Todd Moore at all.
You tried and you couldn't. I had the same relationship for years with Zoolander. I tried desperately to dislike him.
Right.
And I could not. So I just gave in.
Yeah. I mean, he's a little weasel, but I really like him.
And on a bus with Jimmy Cerrito.
Yeah. Oh, I meant to tell you guys this. That's right.
They went to the Buffalo game, right?
I got a FaceTime Friday night, which is odd. I don't have friends. So my phone... gives that it's an odd ring for FaceTime.
Yeah,
it's different.
Family or something else.
And so I pick it up and I can't hear anything, but all I see is Zoolander's face, and it has that light that you know he's in the back of either a party bus or a limo,
right?
Yeah,
because there's
like party bus
chaser lights around him.
Yes.
And I can't hear him. It's just like, how is that?
I gotta say this. I almost forgot. I got the sweetest note from Ranique over the weekend.
Oh, good.
I wanted to pass that along, and you won't believe what he said to me. He didn't. I'm just making.
Oh, you got nothing?
I'm making that up,
Mike.
And then
we're all excited for.
He was on
a thread
talking about what that. He was on a thread talking about what an asshole.
Oh, yeah. Triple down.
Yeah.
Wow.
Moving on.
So
thanks, Ronnie.
I got.
He didn't know. He didn't call me an a-hole either. I'm just kidding.
Okay.
I just saw a thread where he's like. Anyway,
how sensitive are the guys?
So,
yeah. Aren't they oversensitive? Hey, what's the deal? Yeah. LOL, LOL, LOM, LMM, LOM, LOM, LOM,
So, after I see Zoolander and can't hear him, the phone flips and I see Jimmy in a limo seat, but perfectly horizontal, almost like he's planking. Yeah. And then he says, and him I can hear for some reason. Hey, Rob, I can't hear you. I wish you were here. And then the phone flips back to Zoo, and all I see is teeth. And then I don't know if this is considered bad form,
yes.
But I just hung up.
Yeah.
Okay. I did. Like, you know,
I'm working. I'm time for this.
Yeah, I'm here exactly. Watching TV. I can't do this. I got my own drinks here.
That is funny.
So Tomo and you went on a little wine tour.
Well, this is what's great about having friends, Mike, is that once in a while your friends will plan something and they'll be insistent on you and your wife coming, even though you're like, oh, I just don't want, like, there's too much going on. Because think about what's happening right now with even our show alone. We've got the live show coming up in 2 weeks. We have to be in tip-top shape for.
Right.
We've got a lot going on here at Podcast Village. The last thing you want to do is go on a wine tour on an effing Sunday, which is essentially a work day. After spending all day at work on a Saturday, you need a day. That being said, I do appreciate friends that make, they're like, we're doing this, come along. Sometimes you got to twist people's arms for the greater good.
Exactly.
And Marissa did this, Todd's girlfriend. She said, we're going out with a couple other couples that we know. Let's just do this. And on Sunday when I woke up, I said, I can't believe we said yes to this. Not because of Tomo or Marissa, it's just because we had spent all day at work the day prior.
And also, people should know that are from around the country, for you to go to the wine country of Virginia from Washington, D.C., this is not across the street.
No, but it's also not backbreaking. And if you're listening at home, you're like, I wish I had somebody. Yes, I get it. I'm being petulant, and it's you have friends that care about you. That's something that's nice. It's a positive.
Yeah,
it's
fun.
A plus. Yes, yeah. Fun. You got to have some
wine
fun. You got to have some fun.
In the nice weather weekend.
Beautiful weather.
And
beautiful
for those, but I'm being honest with you, where it's like, man, just want to do nothing today because tomorrow and the rest of the week and next 2 weeks are big weeks.
We got a lot going on. Who can't relate to that?
So
who cannot relate to that? I get it.
You get to, so we get there, like, okay, we have to go meet this. I didn't realize this was they had bought into a service that we're going to spread the cost with four other couples.
Eight people.
And maybe nine plus one. So not because one didn't come with a couple. It's just one just came.
Widow.
Along. Yeah. No. Divorcee. Thank you, Rob, for highlighting that.
A kindly old widow.
We get there and it's a premium.
Sicily.
This is so good. It makes me wish. I wish Florenzo was here to see this.
A Sicilian widow all in black. Hey, we got to take a break. You got to finish.
With the doily up front.
Give me a tease. We got a tease.
Yes. Someone Someone throughout the tour broke three glasses inside this limo sprinter van.
Oh,
and
dear.
That guy is
drinking,
an a-hole.
Drinking. Oh. Yes. Oh, I want to hear about that. Mm-hmm. I want to hear about wine, and I want to hear recommendations
of course.
Your favorite places to go for
I
people
will.
That come out and want to go.
I bet
on
when
tour.
He broke that third glass, I bet the widow cried.
Yes.
So sad.
Yeah, she's so sad. Yeah, she stained her veil.
Oh, my God.
We'll take a break and come back with the wine story right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. Let the bacon.
Oh, my cousin Fabrizio's in town from the old country for the holidays. And he don't speak of the English so well. So I told him to subscribe to the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show.
Thank
it's
you,
an hour of uncensored entertainment, so he can learn phrases like, it's your passport to the ass-port. So like Cousin Fabrizio, head over to themikeomarishow.com, click on the bonus show banner. Now let's head back to our main man, Mike O'Mara.
Thank you, St. Paul. I appreciate that. Welcome back.
He knows the widow. Did you know that?
This segment of the program brought to you by one of my favorite products in the world, Liquid IV.
Yes.
I got so much Liquid IV in my house right now. I am well stocked. The fastest, most efficient way to stay hydrated. I love it. Just add a packet to your water and you are good to go. Liquid IV hydrates you 2 to 3 times faster and more efficiently than water alone. They got vitamins. Yeah, you want vitamins?
Yeah,
they
I
got
want
them. CB3, B5, B6, B12, Liquid IV, the fastest growing wellness brand. You can find it everywhere, even Costco. It's a healthy alternative to traditional sugary sports drinks. And I got the passion fruit and lemon lime coming out the wazoo in the O'Mara household.
Nice.
Non-GMO, vegan, and free of gluten, dairy, and soy. It can provide the same hydration as drinking 2 to 3 bottles of water. When you're out in the sun and the heat and the humidity every day like I am, you'll love it. I love Liquid IV. I know you will too. Right now, our listeners get 25% off at liquidiv.com when you use our code TMOS at checkout. That's 25% off anything you order on the Liquid IV website. Go to liquidiv.com and enter the promo code TMOS to get your savings and start getting better hydration. That's liquidiv.com, promo code TMOS. Don't wait. Start properly hydrating today. Didn't mean interrupting the beginning of your story.
Oh, no,
I want to
no,
hear
please,
all about
please.
Your little wine
so
tour
it was,
with Tomo.
It was supposed to set up with 4 couples and a widow, and or of divorcee, as Rob would say. And we get there, we realize there's only 3 couples, 6 people, and the divorcee, who's very
someone didn't
divorcee
show
some, hot.
I'm sorry. Yeah,
was
she's attractive. She's
hot.
Attractive. Yeah,
but a couple flaked on you.
A couple flaked on us, but this is the real world. You know, Oscar and Shannon and Todd and Marissa, they had babysitter issues. So. If a couple who has kids can't get a babysitter for all day Sunday, they can't just leave them and roll, right?
Were the Moores and the Santanas understanding of that situation?
I was 100% understanding.
What about dogs, though?
Todd, I don't know if he understood what was going on. He was just like, why wouldn't they just get a different sitter? And I'm like, I don't know how this works,
why
Todd.
Why would they get another sitter?
It's hard, Tomo.
I don't know if he said that, but I felt like he felt that. You know, he was more annoyed than anybody else.
I get it. Oh, God. Can't believe that.
What kind of trouble would
my middle name is self-awareness.
No, he didn't
what
say
trouble
anything.
Would a kid get into? Leave it alone. Yeah.
Why can't they leave it at 5? Leave it at home.
Could they crate it?
No. He was not disrespectful in that way. But this is what's great about being adults. Adults, you they're like, what does this mean for the team?
Right.
It means that everyone's going to pay more as a couple or individual.
Oh, ho, ho.
But
they flaked on the money and appearing?
Well, that's what I'm assuming. That's what's happening. But no one made a big deal out of it. Said, let's just have a good time, move on.
All right, stop for a second.
Yes.
So this is a package deal.
Yes.
Where you pay a flat fee that includes transportation.
A Sprinter limousine with drinks inside the actual, the Mercedes, I would say SUVs. Got lights. It's like a limo. It's like a limo bus.
And is your wine covered at the different locations?
It's part of this package. The wine tasting is part of
it. It's part of the package.
This is a pretty sweet deal.
Yeah. Sounds lovely.
You have a central location meetup like around.
We met in Reston.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. That's nice.
So we all park there. Certain people have DDs and that's it. So we go. Park, jump on, and I said, "Wow!" I was like, "I wasn't expecting anything like this. I thought we were just going to go drive from vineyard to vineyard, right, etc." And the last time I'd ever been on anything like this, it was similar to this process. So I was like, "Oh, I know these tastings and how they go."
Right.
What I didn't realize
is drinking Merlot.
When you get, and I have the my favorite vineyard or winery that we visited, and I'll share that at the end of. The first vineyard we go to was set up perfectly. You walk in, they know that the service that's bringing you out. You get preferential treatment. I guess you're paying for this. You have to wait in line for this. It's scheduled. Then they start serving you all the wines. And Mike, you have been to Napa Valley, right? I have not. Yep. I don't know. I don't know what that's like, and I'm sure our listeners have, especially on the West Coast, it's much easier to get to. Right. What is it like in Napa Valley when you go to a tasting?
It depends on the winery.
Let's say your typical winery. Like, just say, what would you expect? Yeah,
well, I mean, the one in Virginia that I enjoyed was Toad's Wort.
Oh,
it was really the Toad's Wort, just a great Cabernet out there. No, I'm kidding. Toad's Wort. I'm sorry.
That is so truly disgusting the more you think about it.
We didn't go on a tour. We went on our own.
Oh, okay.
Because Carl and I didn't want to be captive to some limo going. So we decided we'd just head out and try a few glasses and go to three or four and then come back.
Honeymoon type
of
vibe.
And so the best one was the first one at the Silver Oak Winery.
Ooh.
And it's a very famous Cabernet. And they had a fire. So they were working out of a trailer, and that's where they were doing their tastings.
Oh, wow.
And the wine, I'll never forget it. We went in, and the tasting is normally like you would see in the movie Sideways, where they just splash a little in there.
Yeah.
They gave us a nice glass of wine. I remember how cool they were. They were so laid back, and they'd been through this horrible fire situation. They were super, super accommodating. And we didn't realize until the end of the day, I said, Are you with me that we had actually been to the best winery and the nicest winery the very first stop? That's the way it went. We went to a bunch after that, and none of them ever lived up both in flavor or anything like that. If you like what you like, and then I find out when we get back, as the years go on especially, that this is a turbo popular
marquee
bottle of wine.
Yeah.
This stuff is really liquid gold, and it's really good stuff. So that's the way I remember it. And then I remember going to another place, Cake Bread. People have heard of Cake Bread Winery, right? Famous Chardonnay
keto.
For a long, long time. It's Cake Bread. Cake Bread. Funny. Cake Bread Paley, you got me with that.
All right. Nice,
you know.
Thank you.
And they weren't as good as I expected them to be. So that's kind of what I remember.
But were
it's
any
all
of them,
about what you like.
When you were in Napa, which is, you know, that's what they do out there, were any of them disappointing, or did they just not measure up to the first place? I'm
the
curious.
The Indigo Stool was...
that's funny.
It depends. They're all different, you know?
I had the same experience. The first vineyard or winery we went to was the best. So we
Did you go as far as Balloon Knot Vineyards?
Oh, we're out in Aldi. We're like out there. We're out.
Balloon Knot closed.
And
you're in Olney?
Aldi.
Aldi.
Aldi. Oh, Aldi.
Yes.
A-L-D-I-E.
Yeah. Yes. Thank you, sir.
All right.
So we're there.
Not the German grocery store, though. This is a town.
A town, if you explain for people outside, it's past what?
It's way, way out. I mean, this is the very edge of what would be considered the proper Washington, D.C. suburbs. If you get to Aldi, you're almost closer to your anchor cities being like Frederick, Maryland.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're way out.
Or you can go to West Virginia. If you go over the line, you can go to Tickle Piss, which is pretty good.
Yeah. Like they are good. Yeah.
They have an amazing like blend.
So you've got
a blend?
Yeah. Like you've got a driver and the hostess that's taking us from vineyard to vineyard,
right?
And everybody's having a good time, but I could tell that everyone that had something to do the next day was just taking it easy. You take a sip of the tasting, and if you weren't into the wine, you just pour it into whatever
like
container.
A crock.
Yeah,
it's a crock.
Yes.
And Mike, you've spoke to this before, when especially if you work early on a Monday.
Right.
Sundays are not really days off.
Don't care for it.
Right.
Don't care for it. But if they were going out to Tickle Piss to have the blend of the Cobb Franc and the Cranapple, I love that.
So
that
Todd
found it tart.
Todd looks at me and he's by the time sweet. I get to the second vineyard, he's like, are you not drinking? And I said, No. I got a lot going on this week. It's too much going on. I can't get blacked out today. And he's like, you're not drinking. And I was like, no, I'm adulting. I'm an adult. I'm an adult today. I'm trying to be an adult today. Like I can't handle a hangover on a Monday.
Is Todd getting pretty baked at this point?
Well, Todd owns his own company. He can do what he wants. But he's actually, he's doing what I would have done on a Saturday, which is drink the entire glass of the taste and move on with life, right?
Right. What's the matter with you? Drink it.
Make it Sunday.
We're going to Tickle Piss.
So much so that the hostess says to me, oh, I see that you're being like you have the most responsible. I'm going to make you point person because sometimes she said people get lost as they're walking around the vineyard. So I was like, oh,
boy,
responsibility.
Wandering.
It's like wrangling kittens, especially people who are drunk. I imagine
I thought
that
we were over the DC County line. What's going on?
It's crazy because all these grapes are growing in a row.
Oscar.
I'm just following the row.
And nobody was not having. But there are degrees of, as you, if you have a driver, that you should be drinking and having a good time.
Sure.
And I said to Todd, I was like, all right, man. I was like, yeah. I was like, just trying to, you know, keep it together.
Right.
In between, we had three vineyards we visited. And between
were they all on the Route 15 corridor?
Yes.
Okay,
yeah.
I know what you mean.
The second one was 10 minutes from there. And, okay. And the first one is what I cared for, and I'll just give it
to
you now.
Try the pubic Syrah.
And the wines did get, I guess, for my palate, worse. And I was like, oh, I guess they give you the best one at the beginning. And yeah. I sat there, and I was like, okay. And I'm getting on the van in between the second and final stop. Right. And I say to our hostess, I was like, yeah, this is a pretty decent crew. Like, you got a couple of parents. Todd might be a little buzz, but no one's getting, like, S-faced.
Right.
And she goes, yeah. She goes, you guys are pretty tame. Like, this is nice for a Sunday. Sometimes Sundays can be a little crazy.
Right.
And I said, I think we are. Get on the bus and or the limo bus, and I'm sitting there. We're all talking. I have a jacket on because it's chilly up here, Mike.
Right.
And I have my arm around an armrest, which has a stereo, a bottle of champagne. I would say 8 champagne glasses and then a bunch of rocks glasses if you're going to make mixed drinks, like whatever you want.
I got it. Yeah, right.
And I'm like, yeah. I was like, we just got a nice compliment from the hostess. She said, you got, like, we're adulting. Like, we're keeping it together and we're not making too much work for the team.
Right.
And as I say that, you wouldn't believe Todd's looking at me. Everyone's like, we're proud. We're growing up.
Right.
I pull my arm back and shatter 3 glasses in the actual thing. I'm the a-hole.
It was you.
I'm the a-hole.
Like dominoes.
Yes. You.
So great.
Yes.
And you've seen them because they have like little holders for them.
Oh, my God.
Like, boom, boom, boom.
Mortifying. And I was sober enough to care because I'm like, this is a disaster. There are shards of glass everywhere. Because those things don't flake off like big glasses. They like they literally it just becomes.
Yeah.
Hey, it could have been worse. You could have heard this sound, right?
Yeah.
You didn't hear? Nobody did that?
I think that's when they have you call an Uber back.
Sure. Yeah.
But there's a little camera in the back of this van so the driver can see what's going on in the back.
Right.
And I just can't wait for the JPEG to come out, the GIF to come out of me swinging my arm and completely party fouling this entire trip.
And you're the
for
most
everybody.
Sober one in the entire
and I
limo.
I am the least fun. I'm Captain No Fun on
last
a Sunday.
Last question.
Yes.
Would everybody on that trip agree that you were the least
100%.
The least drunk.
100%.
All right. Very good.
Yeah, because they were like, so what's wrong? Good. What's wrong? What's wrong? I'm just trying not to break 3 glasses sober this time around.
I have to keep my wits about me with all this broken glass.
Was the hostess in the car with you?
No, she was in the front. When they opened the van up, I was like, it was me. I'm so sorry. Whatever fine comes with this, put it on my side of the tab. Ooh. And by the way, Cuatro Gumbas Winery was the favorite in our first stop. They also have beer, Mike. You can't go wrong.
Cuatro Gumbas? I'm making up names. That's a real name.
That's a real name.
Cuatro Gumbas?
Yes.
Oh, my God. Pauly Christine, come on down here.
You want a drink of that?
Hey,
yeah.
Look for the big banner. Cuatro Gumbas. Yes, sir. So, how would you rate the day?
Oh, I thought it was a 3 for me personally, but for the entire team.
So you rated based on how many glasses you break?
Yes, but for the entire team, I thought we had, for what was a Sunday, man, I'm so lucky to have friends that want to do fun things, and they'll set
That's
it up
great.
And work
That's
it
cool.
out.
You buy
That's
any
solid
wine?
10. No, my wife did, Adam, okay. because she was actually drinking
so
and having fun.
He did. He just had her do it.
Yeah. Yeah.
The purchase was made. He
purchase
just
was
didn't.
Made, yeah. He signed
yes.
off on
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I did not
bottles make it home in one piece?
Yes, they
Todd,
did.
Todd, it's Mike O'Mara. Come to Vegas, please.
Yes, please.
I'm inviting
come
you.
To Vegas.
All right?
Vegas.
Really. Come to Vegas. I'd like to sit down and talk with you, and maybe we can record it. All right, we'll take a break and come back with news you may not need right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hello, this is Matt Bloom.
Yes!
You know, Pony Boy.
Excitement.
Hello.
We wanted to bring some sizzle to the mailbag.
Hello.
That's you.
So they brought me in, Mr. Excitement, to
That's
really
you.
Get you guys riled up.
Yeah,
if you want to get in on the red hot action, just send an email to rob@mikeomarashow.com. That's Rob with two B's. I hate mail. It's too slow. I crave action. So if you have a question or comment, send it along. And now, time for a nap.
Thank you. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Untuckit. With Halloween behind us, that means the holidays are almost here. Whoa!
Whoa! Whoa.
And you know what that means? Gifts.
Oh, yes.
Fun. What better gift to give than a stylish shirt that fits just right? I gave my brother-in-law an Untuckit shirt. Unlike most brands, Untuckit shirts are actually designed to be worn untucked. Untuckit shirts always fall at that just right length, no matter who wears it. I gave it to him for a Christmas present. My brother-in-law, Paul, wore it up in Maine this summer, was still talking about it.
Nice.
I adore my Untuckit shirts. No, no, you know, too lengthy, no too short.
What was that?
It's a so good.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Every now and then. I adore my Untuckit shirts. Not too long. Not too short. And the coolest design on the net.
This is so nice.
I love the material and the colors. And with more than 50 combinations, Untuckit shirts look great on tall, short, slim, and athletic guys of all ages. You can find your favorite Untuckit style online or check out one of their 80 brick-and-mortar stores. So whether you're shopping for the perfect holiday or you're trying to craft a smart, relaxed style of your own, Untuckit is the way to go. Visit Untuckit.com and use the code TMOS for 20% off at checkout. That's UNTUCKIT.com and promo code TMOS, and do that for 20% off, people.
News!
Read much?
No, too long.
No, too long. That's the way. Maddie doesn't like it when I put the light where I'm supposed to be able to read. Maddie says the light gets bad. I need the light, Maddie.
Yeah, Maddie, why don't you just cool it? Let the man do his job.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, Maddie, don't be a jerk.
Now I broke it.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. See, it's broken.
Maddie, see what you did?
No.
Right. Now I look like hey, the creatures of the night. What beautiful music came back. Hello, man.
You know what's good about that lamp, Mike? No too bright.
I love this.
No too dark.
I love lamp. I love lamp. Matthew McConaughey turns 50 today, but he wasn't out celebrating Friday night. He was cooking and delivering meals for first responders fighting the California wildfires.
Oh, wow.
Oh, good.
He teamed up with his beloved Wild Turkey and the disaster relief organization Operation Barbecue Relief to prepare 800 meals and deliver them to more than 20 fire stations. They also made another 800 meals for local homeless shelters. He said, quote, being able to provide meals to the men and women who put themselves on the line is an honor. We are grateful to be here today to say thank you, shine a light on their unwavering conviction, and hopefully inspire others to get involved and help in their own communities. And I feel guilty because we do not mention it enough. The people out there in Northern California, in Southern California, in the state of California that are
our
suffering,
friends, yeah.
our thoughts are with you because it's just horrible with those 70-mile-an-hour winds and the flames.
Recipe for disaster. It's horrifying.
Just terrible. So we're thinking of you, and we should mention it more often. My apologies for that. Jason Momoa had to fight a bear for his new Apple TV show, C. And even though you can do anything with CGI these days, they decided to use a real bear.
Oh, wow.
Hey. But before Jason... Before Jason could wrestle with the bear, it had to get his scent, so he fed it a cookie from his mouth. He posted a video on Instagram. It's kind of like, I saw the video, it's like you would do with a dog.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Well, then came PETA, watch out for PETA. They're upset that the show is using a real bear instead of a computer animated one. They said, quote, Momoa apparently doesn't realize that there's no behind-the-scenes justice for this exploited bear. Wild animals are often torn away from their mothers as infants and thrown into a life in which trainers frequently use cruel techniques such as food deprivation, beatings, electric shocks, and chaining to force them to perform. We hope he'll refuse to participate in stunts involving wild animals in the future. The best example of a CGI bear is that
Revenant.
Movie The Revenant.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, right?
Yeah.
I agree with
the
PETA.
The mauling.
Yeah. And the worst one is
PETA.
Probably
Depends
Dancing
on the budget,
Bear from
Mike, you know.
Captain Kangaroo. That wasn't very bear. Was not realistic.
It's a long time ago. Brad Pitt has worked with Quentin Tarantino twice now. I love this story. And at a special screening of Once Upon a Time in Hollywood yesterday, he told an amusing story about the one rule Quentin is serious about on the set. Anyone? Anybody?
No underwear?
Nudity. Required.
No cell phones.
Oh, smart.
Brad learned that while filming Inglourious Basterds. He said, quote, you have to check your phone in, and one went off in between takes, and you would have thought someone went into the Sistine Chapel and pooped. Not only did production, this is what Tarantino does, not only did production come to a grinding halt and no one would cop to it, even though we knew the general area, Quentin sent us home for the rest of the day, and we had the afternoon off to think about what we had done.
Like kids.
Exactly.
Quentin was also at the screening. He admitted it was true, but said, quote, I ask you for one thing, and if you have no more respect for me than that, then go home. That's kind of neat. Yeah. You're making a movie. Yeah. You might get the great take of the movie that gets screwed up because somebody's phone's ringing.
Have either of you seen Once Upon a Time in America yet?
I have not seen it yet.
And it's not Hollywood. It's not available yet, right?
No.
Oh God, I can't wait to see it again. And I hear there's going to be an edit that's longer because that's the kind of, it was a long film that left you wanting more.
Okay.
I can't wait for it to drop.
I want to see it. We gained an hour yesterday, but is that really a good thing? Here are the four ways the whole daylight saving system messes with our health. Screws with sleep patterns, causes more heart attacks, messes with your internal clock, causes more car crashes. It's still not clear if there is a similar effect when we fall back, but losing an hour or gaining an hour can throw you off and make you less alert. I felt better yesterday.
Yeah, I like it.
I attributed it to people, but then I listened to that comedian and it makes me think it's ridiculous. I don't know.
No worse problems.
Yeah, really. You shouldn't waste your time carefully and perfectly wrapping every present with ribbons and bows. Just slap some newspaper or whatever on the present and call it a day. According to a new study, if you do a bad job wrapping your presents, the people you give them to will actually like them more.
Really?
Why? It all comes down to setting expectations. When something's wrapped nicely, it sets an expectation about the gift, and that has a pretty good chance of leading to the person being disappointed. But by phoning in your wrapping, the person is expecting garbage. So when the present isn't bad, they're surprised and excited. That is completely logical. Makes total sense. Right. I get it. I'm going to do that.
I still hate gift bags.
Yeah. Well, do you really? You are such an old lady. You really are.
No, because
you
know what?
You really care about gift bags?
I don't because it screams lazy, and I've done it.
Yeah.
Like, it's the
and
worst.
I have too. And
I
also,
do it more often than I don't.
But the thing is that the missus will not throw a gift bag away. And so there are times when I have to like go and just weed it out because I'll go into the garage and there'll be like 20 gift bags and I hate it. It's just like, you know what? This is a waste of time and space. Let's get rid of gift bags. Not a fan.
I love things you hate sometimes. And now a little something. A couple from Germany was kicked off a cruise ship just one day into their 2-week Caribbean vacation for allegedly having sex too loudly. The pair were reported to have left their balcony door open while having intercourse. They were ordered by the crew on the ship to disembark in Barbados. They are now said to be launching legal action against TUI Cruises after they were left stranded on the island without their suitcases. The couple booked the holiday aboard the Mein Schiff 5.
They have come to the Mein Schiff.
Dankeschön. While the vessel was anchored off Barbados, Ranate and her husband Volker had very loud consensual sex, but forgot that their balcony door was open. Afterwards, Ranate said the pair began arguing loudly, but claimed there was no violence and no damage to their accommodations. Later, Volker was in the shower and Ranate was smoking a cigarette on the balcony when a manager accompanied by the security guard came to their room and told him the captain had ordered them to leave the ship immediately. They are now pushing legal action against the cruise line. You should also know that in Germany, it's customary for couples to have a huge fight after sex. Thank you, Volker, you pig. Get off the Mein Schiff and we will keep your suitcases for a week.
Oh, it's a weird story. She had a sandwich in the car.
She is out on the balcony smoking a cigarette.
We will take a break and come back with the audio vault right here on the Michael Mara Show.
Hey, it's Angie with the Oh My Golf Show with a new episode out now. And we've got your Halloween recap and a major costume malfunction. And Oh My Golf, can you believe they let me cover the World Series? I don't even know anything about baseball. And an unbelievable story about one of the last World War II veterans. Mike, you fought in Korea, right? Subscribe to the Oh My Golf Show now on YouTube, Facebook, or Apple Podcasts.
Thanks, Angie. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Congratulations to Zappos on their 20th birthday. That means 20 years of the absolute best customer service and selection that is unmatched. Happy birthday, Zappos. Let's have cake. Yes, no?
Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Why not?
Yes.
Also, balloons and ice cream. Everyone screams for it. I do. You do. We all do. Thanks to over 1,000 trusted brand names, Zappos.com is able to help millions of customers create a long-lasting wardrobe that they love. We are excited to continue our thriving partnership with Zappos, and we'll be celebrating aboard the Mind Shift 2.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Oh, I'm sorry. No, we're not.
And that's where we'll have our post-coital argument.
We're going to Vegas because it's Zappos' theater. It's their corporate headquarters. Yes. We love our friends at Zappos. 11 days. 11 days.
Per lebum.
Our partnership is built on listener support. So whether it's footwear, outerwear, anywhere, basically if you wear it, get it at Zappos. We just ask you to support us both by accessing Zappos through our website. Just click the banner. As always, Zappos.com provides fast, free shipping, free and easy returns, 24/7 customer service, and a 365-day return policy. Thank you, Zappos.com. There has never been a better time to look your best. Let's open up the audio vault for Monday, November 4th. 2019. Take it away, Rob.
I don't want to make this political, but I will say this. I like it that President Barack Obama will occasionally come out and make a statement that makes me know that we still have smart people around in this country.
Yeah.
He issued a statement yesterday to basically people on social media that think they're making a difference. But guess what, folks? You ain't woke.
There is this sense sometimes of the way of me making change is to be as judgmental as possible about other people. And that's enough. Like if I tweet or hashtag about how you didn't do something right or used the wrong verb, then I can sit back and feel pretty good about myself. Because man, you see how woke I was? I called you out. That's not activism. That's not bringing about change. If all you're doing is casting stones, you're probably not going to get that far. That's easy to do.
Just something to think about. Wow. I like
that. You hear that? Truth. You hear that, Renee? You hear that?
Now let's say you have a 2-year-old child and the child comes home in a jacket that is clearly not hers. She's taken it.
All right.
You could probably just say, give me that jacket, take it back to school and put it back.
Oh, yeah.
But this guy questions the kid. I love this series of questioning.
I'm kidding.
Because she comes home in a Nike jacket that ain't hers. She's 2.
Where did you buy it from?
From the thrift store.
And how much did you pay for it?
5.
5 what?
5 money.
5.
So
five
what money. She says,
5 money.
She went to the jacket store and bought it and paid 5 monies.
Monies?
Yes.
Okay. And what's the name of the store?
Jacket.
Jacket store. And what brand is it?
Nike.
Nike? Okay.
And also a sweat.
Okay. Does anyone in your class wear the same one?
Yeah.
Who?
Connor.
Connor wears the same one?
Yeah.
He wears a pink one? Okay, Baba, I think we have to return this jacket because I don't think it's for us. I don't think it's for you. I've never... Mama didn't buy it for you. I didn't buy it for you. Yeah, Baba, it's okay.
5 monies at the jacket store.
At the jacket store.
Get
What's
your
the name of the
code?
Store? Jacket.
Jacket. Yeah, and it's just called Jacket. It's a 2. Very, very cool. All right. Do you have deer in Florida?
Yes.
Yeah, they're, of course, rampant in here because with the spread of the sprawl, they have less area. The spotted deer.
We got all the critters down here.
Polar bears.
Polar bears.
They're sunning themselves.
Weasels.
Oh, I hate the weasels.
Yeah, we do. All right. Jackalopes.
But, you know, you see deer around, and this is a common, it looked like a common North America spotted deer with the white dots on its back. Mm-hmm. You don't really
That'd be a white-tailed deer.
Probably. You don't hear the sound that deer make. And it's weird. It's not what you'd expect. This is a deer. Please ignore the sound of the man, because what we want to focus. I'm not. This is real, Mike. I'm not going to play the. You see, you think I'm going to do this?
Oh, no, yeah. That'd be too obvious.
You were going to before you knew.
No,
it right.
I wasn't. I wasn't. I was not. This is okay. The sound of the spotted deer.
Oh my God!
So,
wow.
If you ever hear that,
boy.
Right? That's pretty
that's
horrifying,
awesome.
Dude.
Man.
Yeah, boy.
And that deer, Mike, was recorded live at a store called Jacket. So, and Mike, this is Busch Gardens. This is an amazing tiger update. This is a crisis at Busch Gardens.
A Bengal tiger at Busch Gardens in Tampa was killed by her brother. This is kind of a rare thing for tigers, but it's pretty run-of-the-mill for Florida.
That's your magic audio vault. Have a great Monday, everybody.
That's funny.
Oh, poor Florida. Yeah. Oh, you get beat up on all the time. I don't care. Anyway, that's it. We got to get out of here. 11 days to Las Vegas. Look forward to seeing you. Get a bonus show today if you're not doing anything. We really appreciate that. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeO'MaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
I can pull a better cartoon out of my ear. Hey, whoa! Wasn't that great, kids?
If I thought you were my friend... I just don't think I could bear it.
Bow to your sensei.
Bow to your sensei!